Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and this is episode 486 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who, and getting in just under the wire, some final thoughts about The Legend of Ruby Sunday. So once again, I gave my initial thoughts about The Legend of Ruby Sunday on the Doctor Who Flashcast on the Incomparable Network last week. You may well not hear this podcast until after you've seen tonight's episode as I record this, the season finale Empire of Death, but let me start with a 2-second Time Lord summary of my review. I didn't like it. That dislike comes from a few places, and today I'm going to be cross-referencing a couple of other reviews. The first comes from Kim Rogers' recap at headoverfeels.com, where one of her chief takeaways was that she, a self-described, quote, New Who girly who has only dabbled in classic Who, was severely let down by the reveal of the Big Bad as a one-timer classic Who villain, the alien mastermind posing as a god, Sutekh. Kim is exactly correct that previous Doctor Who villains, your Daleks, your Cybermen, even your Autons, were properly introduced and contextualized within New Who episodes themselves. Sutekh comes out of nowhere. If you're unfamiliar with classic Who, he means nothing. If you've seen 1975's Pyramids of Mars, then it depends entirely on what you thought of him in his single-story appearance. As for me, I hadn't seen that particular classic story, but I was aware of Sutekh's work. I watched Pyramids of Mars immediately after The Legend of Ruby Sunday, and it neither appealed to me a lot nor elevated last week's episode. More about Pyramid in a podcast or two. But we are given no reason in The Legend of Ruby Sunday to know anything about Sutekh except he's a generic big bad. It's all spectacle without substance, in part because the episode spins its wheels on exploring Ruby's birth mother without connecting the dots to Sutekh. Will it happen in tonight's episode? Stay tuned. But for now, we have to evaluate what we were given. And that brings me to my second chief complaint. Now, generally speaking, I love and appreciate Russell T. Davis's orbs to the partition approach to Doctor Who storytelling. As I said in 73 Yards, I don't need scientific explanations or perfect cause and effect in his stories, as long as they make narrative and emotional sense. But The Legend of Ruby Sunday reminded me of The End of Time, Part 1. When I reviewed it 5 million years ago, I had no idea what to make of it. There was so much stuff and nonsense thrown against the wall that it would all stand or fall on Part 2. I wound up liking Part 2 quite a bit. But if you evaluate what you're given in Part 1 alone, you have chess pieces being placed on the chessboard with little regard for the rules of chess. That's where I am with The Legend of Ruby Sunday as well. And that's where I disagree pretty strongly with Radio Free Scaro's Warren Fry, who said on their last episode that he hoped RTD had learned his lesson from his writing since 2010 about following through, arguing that Davis was much worse at closing his stories. And I look back at 2005 to 2010, and I see RTD's Doctor Who endings generally being better than his setups. The Parting of the Ways is as good as Bad Wolf. Doomsday is better than Army of Ghosts. Utopia is admittedly better than The Sound of Drums and Last of the Time Lords, but there's no fall-off from Part 2 to 3. Journey's End has its flaws, but it absolutely pays off what the Stolen Earth sets up, and I've already covered The End of Time. Like I said, I generally appreciate RTD's lack of restraint when it comes to Doctor Who's season-ending conflagrations. And before last week's episode, I would have said, give me more. But after watching, I remembered a line from Neil Gaiman's Sandman comic, issue 19. The price of getting what you want is getting what once you wanted. I hit a wall with The Legend of Ruby Sunday. I wanted more meaning and fewer silly anagrams. I can only hope that, about an hour and a half after this podcast is posted, RTD will, once again, successfully follow through. And thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You'll hear me very, very soon on the Doctor Who Flashcast at the Incomparable Network. Go to theincomparable.com, and I'll follow up as quickly as I can with both my single-voiced feedback to Empire of Death, as well as what I really did think of Pyramids of Mars. Two-Minute Time Lord is a Blue Box Communications production.